You can boil all the fancy techniques down to one simple remedy for creating an abundant and fulfilling life. Ready? Learn to identify a good feeling from a bad feeling. That's it. Learn to do that, and you got the course made. You can create anything your heart desires. Now, don't worry, these kinds of feelings have nothing to do with digging up garbage from your past or confronting whatever boogeyman might be currently residing in your emotional closet. They're just the garden variety type of feelings that we have all day long. But once you learn to keep track of which ones feel good and which ones feel less than good, you're home free. Just learn to tell a wonderful feeling from an everyday downer and watch the magic happen. Feelings. Feelings. Those things we're all so terrified of, if they happen to be negative, are nothing more than electromagnetic charges of energy that go zipping through our body, set off by our thoughts. The only reason we go to such lengths to avoid them is that some of those negative emotions don't feel so hot. For now, let's just look at the ones we're aware of that don't get buried, starting with our everyday feel-bad habit. We feel bad when we think any kind of thought that doesn't have to do with joy, like guilt, loneliness, anger, resentment, worry, doubt, frustration, stress, or even mild concern. They are contrary to our natural state. On the other hand, we feel good when we think thoughts that have to do with joy, such as appreciation and delight and pleasure, exhilaration, enthusiasm, reverence, awe, gratitude, love, all those warm fuzzies we relish when they happen. These are our natural state. Now, no one can swallow cut-up glass and expect to feel real good, yet that's what we do all day long with our somber thoughts and feelings. We literally bathe ourselves in unconscious negative energy from our own thoughts as well as from everyone else's, which is totally contrary to our natural state of joy, which is why we rarely ever feel pumped up. So it becomes a vicious circle. Both our conscious and unconscious day-to-day feelings that we think are normal are sending unnatural negative vibrations throughout our body, which makes us feel down, or blah, or as though we're simply existing, or like we have no feelings at all, which in turn puts out more low-frequency vibrations, which pulls in more low-frequency circumstances, which makes us feel down, and around and around and around we go. A couple of years ago in one of my weekend seminars on the Law of Attraction, there was an attractive 35-ish gal, I'll call her Pat, who just couldn't seem to stop being nice. You know, the goody-two-shoes nice. For someone so overtly sunny, this gal was getting on my low vibrational nerves. After the first night session, Pat left the dining room, walked right into the big cigarette ash can that was placed outside the door, and fell flat on her face into a puddle of mud. Now, she got up all cheery. Something was definitely wrong here. The next day, she swallowed a candy the wrong way during someone's truly poignant story and had to be given the punch-in-the-stomach maneuver, after which she couldn't seem to stop nodding her appreciation toward the bear of a guy who had saved her life. That wasn't an accident waiting to happen. She was a perpetual accident in progress. Finally, with prodding from the participants, Pat's story began to unfold. She came from a deeply religious family in which being good was sort of what you did. The dictator of the stern way of life was her dad, who was also the minister of their church, and a third-generation minister at that. So this show only goodness to the world, no matter how you feel, was so deeply ingrained in her by her dad, Pat truly believed this had to be the appropriate behavior. I used to hate having to be so proper and flattering all the time, especially to my elders, she said quietly during one session. complimenting adults terrified me, but I had to do it all the time. I had to do it. Now, Pat's current life was this side of a mess. She'd already been through 3 marriages and had enough accident claims to have her auto insurance canceled. So with her permission, we began to dissect her life as it related to her feelings. And the results were stunning. It didn't take long for everyone to see how Pat's long-standing yet hidden feelings of confusion and hostility and unworthiness had created a constant outpouring of very low vibrations with every compliment or smile she emitted. "Yuck out, yuck back," someone said, and she could see it clearly. Pat's kept in touch and told me of a new excitement in her life that's bringing her more rich rewards than she had ever dared to dream, and today Pat is head of her own substance abuse recovery house. She's been with the same guy now for 2 years and hasn't so much as even tapped another car. What we flow out is what we get back. Pat has had to work hard at changing her negative outflow, and while the negative emotions are not 100% gone, and they never will be for any of us, her predominant feelings of appreciation and gratitude, as opposed to feelings of hopelessness and lucklessness, have irrevocably transformed her life. The feelings we flow out become the tangibles we attract back. It's as simple as that. So what makes feelings? Well, most of us have this crazy notion that we just sort of popped into this place quite by accident. Not hardly. We each came with a partner, this profoundly loving, exclusive chaperone whom we have, by and large, chosen to ignore. You can call it inner being, higher self. I really dislike that one. Expanded self, God self, or Mickey Mouse. Call it what you will. It's that greater part of us that we're attached to that comes with the physical package. It has to. Didn't you ever feel like there's some secret part of you that knows everything that there is to know but just doesn't stick its head out? Well, there is. Of course there is. This expansion of ourselves that we came in with vibrates solely in a place which to us would feel like nirvana, and then some, way up there on the frequency scale. But if we were vibrating that fast, we wouldn't stay physical. So we get as close as we can with the high vibrations of plain old joy and exhilaration and appreciation and elation, which is why it feels so good to feel good. When you're vibrating closer to your real self, you and your non-physical self are in sync. You're plugged in together in that marvelous high frequency and all it has to offer. By the same token, when we're sending out vibrations of lack or worry, the kind that makes us feel anything other than joyful, we've pulled the plug from that unseen partner of ours, and now everything is working across purposes, and it feels that way. So when we feel good, we're connected. We're vibrating closer to the higher frequency of our expanded selves. When we feel bad or down or not much of anything, we're disconnected and flowing the foreign vibrations of low frequency negativity throughout our bodies. The good news is, we don't have to watch our thoughts in every second of every day to get our lives back on track. Man, we'd go bonkers. All we have to do is stay tuned in to how we're feeling, up or down, good or bad.